Calgary. For half a century, Deidre Glabis lived a quiet life in the small town of Tabor, Alta, 3 hours southeast of Calgary. She was married, had a family, worked as a realtor, and died 3 years ago at the age of 81. It was only after her death that her secret life and her real name was made public. Glabis was in fact a fugitive killer and prison escapee named Sharon Kinn in a case that began in the 1960s and stretched from Missouri to Mexico to Canada. Kinn, also known as Jeanette Pugliese and in Mexico as La Pistolera, was charged before her 25th birthday with killing her Missouri husband, her boyfriend's wife, and a man she'd picked up at a bar in Mexico. In the third killing, she was sentenced to 13 years in a Mexican prison but escaped in 1969 and wasn't seen again. I would love nothing more than to one day sit across the table from her, and I would like to pick her brain, said Sergeant Dustin Love of the Jackson County Sheriff's Office at a joint news conference with Kansas City Police on Thursday. It's unfortunate we couldn't catch her when she was alive. She was really good at what she did. The two groups received an anonymous tip about Kinn in December of 2023. I have already extended my apologies to both sides of the family that we weren't able to catch her during her life, Love said. It just so happens that someone had that tip and was not willing to release it until after her death. The Alberta RCMP was aware and provided assistance to the Jackson County Sheriff's Office and Kansas City Police. We helped coordinate, but ultimately they ended up being able to identify her through their own means without our assistance, said Alberta RCMP spokesman Corporal Troy Savinkoff. She was able to stay very, very low-key over all those years and start a new life, a new relationship. It's a pretty incredible story. An obituary for Kinn's husband, Jim Glabis, said the couple moved to Tabor in 1973 and owned a motel and started a Century 21 real estate agency. Tabor Mayor Andrew Prokop did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Kinn was the subject of the longest outstanding arrest warrant for murder in the history of Kansas City, Missouri, and one of the longest outstanding felony warrants in U.S. history. Kinn's family issued a statement after the news became public. We would like to state how happy we are that this chapter in our family history can be closed, it read. Sharon was a woman that never faced the consequences of her actions, leaving them for her children to deal with. She caused great harm without thought or remorse. Hopefully, this closure will allow the family a chance to heal from her traumatic legacy. Savinkoff said it reads like a novel. Someone will publish something. This report by the Canadian Press was first published on January 31, 2025. With files from the Associated Press, Bill Graveland, the Canadian Press.